The UN General Assembly has adopted a resolution condemning Iran over the alleged conspiracy to kill the Saudi ambassador to Washington. That's a claim Tehran calls unsubstantiated. This comes as the UN nuclear watchdog called on Iran to answer outstanding questions about its atomic program. The US has also promised to introduce new unilateral sanctions on the Middle East state's oil industry now. The diplomatic pressure on Iran is coming amid reports that Israel is considering a military strike on Tehran's facilities. Let's talk about all these matters with Dr. Syed Mohammad Mirandi from Tehran University. Doctor, thanks for being on the line with us. Good to see you tonight. No matter how you look at it, the pressure on Iran is growing. How is that being felt where you are then?
The Iranians don't believe that the Israelis in any way or form have the capability to attack the country, because an Iranian response would be very severe. And it would be very bad for the global economy, and especially as things are with the crises in Europe and the economic situation in the United States. It's generally believed that these countries really don't want to cause trouble. With regards to further sanctions, unilateral sanctions by the United States, that's really nothing new. And the Americans have basically gone as far as they could in the past, and they really haven't caused all that much damage as they'd hoped to the Iranian people and to ordinary Iranians. For example, the IMF, if you look at the website, the Iranian economy has grown better than that of the United States or its European partners over the past few years. So in general, the Iranians feel that the Americans, their strength is weakening, and we even see that in the letter, in the statement issued by the IAEA board. It did not contain any of the major elements that the Americans were seeking. So it does seem that there's a relative decline in American fortunes and American power, both at the political level as well as its ability to apply economic pressure.
So whose court is the ball in now then? Is it in Iran's court? Is Iran going to be making the next moves then?
Well, Iran will continue with its peaceful nuclear program. The Iranians have stated, as before, that there is no evidence whatsoever that Iran's program is anything but peaceful. This whole statement made by the relatively new head of the IAEA is based upon very old evidence that the previous head of the organization refused to use, and it's based upon a laptop that the Americans provided. The Iranians said that the IAEA should give it to independent analysts. The Americans refused to give it, showing that it is a fraud, that it's a forgery. And with regards, for example, to the so-called plot on the Saudi ambassador, it is, in the eyes of Iranians, so obviously ridiculous that the Iranians feel that everyone in there who sees the case or who's heard about the case would know that it's not true. The Americans have bullied a lot of countries into the General Assembly, and the Saudis, of course, have their own financial ways of doing things. But even the statement there was very much watered down and not directly. It doesn't name Iran, as far as I know.
Dr. Brief, let's just talk about these unilateral sanctions that the U.S. wants to impose on Tehran's oil industry from Monday. Obviously, they think they will have an effect on you, or they wouldn't be imposing them. What effect will they have on Iran?
Well, if they would have had an effect, they would have imposed them a long time ago. They've imposed sanctions on the Iranian oil ministry for years now, and the Iranians continue to develop oil and gas fields. They continue to develop their petrochemical industry. And I don't think there's going to be any change whatsoever. Basically, what it is doing is showing the American hand and how the Americans are really unable to do anything about Iran. Yes.
Briefly, we're just slightly running out of time. There's one other question I wanted to put to you about Iran, about Israel, warning that an attack on Iran is more likely. Are you worried about that?
I haven't seen anyone in Iran show any concern, because the Iranians know that any attack by the Israelis would have severe consequences. Israel is a very small country, and the Iranians have a very powerful missile deterrent, The Israelis also know that if they do initiate a conflict, they would of course be condemned among world public opinion, and also it would have a devastating effect on the global economy, and I think all countries would then blame the Israeli regime. But it is interesting to see how Israel is so violent, and it is willing to threaten countries, and neither the Western media nor Western governments condemn it in any way or form. One final thing is that the non-aligned movement, which consists of 120 countries, issued a statement fully supporting Iran on the nuclear program. But of course, since the IAEA is not a democratic body, they are not well represented on the board. But they do consist of 3/5 of the country of the world.
Doctor, thanks for making a point. Good to have you on the program tonight.
Thank you.